Chicago is the latest city to face questions about its drinking water. Long before the crisis in Flint, Michigan, Chicago announced a plan to improve or replace miles of old water lines. Well-intended as that plan may be, the work shakes up the water system, and some residents contend that work is causing unsafe lead levels in the water now, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Always bustling, it's even noisier on Chicago's North Broadway street the past few weeks. There's water flowing from an open fire hydrant, and as traffic inches by a water management crew, a cement truck backs up and pours concrete down into a big hole in the street.
Well, we always say there's two seasons, either winter and construction.
Maureen Martino, the executive director of the Lakeview East Chamber of Commerce, says a large grocery store under construction is financing this particular water main upgrade, but the city has plenty more water main work scheduled for the area this year.
When we took a look at the water mains, what they pulled out this week over on Broadway, and see how old they look and how crumbling and what the new water mains look, you'll see the need is there.
Chicago has more than 4,000 miles of water mains under city streets. In 2012, the city announced a 10-year plan to replace nearly 900 miles of them. The mains are not made of lead, but nearly 80% of the water lines that connect up to the water mains and bring water into homes and businesses are lead pipes. And that's a problem, says attorney Steve Berman. He's filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of three Chicago residents who say the city's process of replacing water mains actually disturbs the lead service lines and increases the amount of lead in the city's drinking water. Berman says the city failed to warn residents or to tell them how to reduce the risk of lead contamination from their taps.
So we have children drinking lead in the water in Chicago. That's not acceptable. And so we seek to have proper warnings sent out in the future when this is done, to have testing of kids to see if they have elevated lead levels, and to have the city of Chicago replace these lead pipes with non-lead pipes.
Let's thank our speaker again.
At an evening lecture, the Environmental Protection Agency's Miguel Del Toro briefed some Chicago residents about the 2013 study he conducted with the city's Department of Water Management that's cited in the lawsuit. Del Toro says the aim of the study was to figure out better ways to determine the lead levels in the city's drinking water. He says while Chicago's overall water quality is good, what the study made clear is that the method or sampling protocol that's used to measure the amount of lead in drinking water
is not really capturing the high lead that's there everywhere, not just in Chicago. It's a national issue.
Del Toro, who was among the first at the EPA to raise concerns about the water crisis in Flint, says disturbing lead pipes can cause lead levels to spike, but it depends on how severely the pipe is shaken and how much of the pipe's protective coating is knocked off. Chicago recently announced that it will resume a water testing program at homes in some neighborhoods where children have tested positive for elevated blood lead levels. In an interview with WFLD Fox TV in Chicago, Tom Powers, the city's outgoing water commissioner, says Chicago water is safe.
Well, the water meets and exceeds every standard of the U.S. EPA. We've done testing in areas where water main work has been done, and we have not seen any correlation to any increases in lead levels as a result of any of that work.
Powers says the water department adds phosphate to the water supply to mitigate lead leaching, but anyone can call the city to arrange free testing for lead. Miguel Del Toro with the EPA says that's a good step, but the country needs to have a conversation about what it would take to eliminate all lead pipes. In a city like Chicago, where the use of lead pipes is nearly universal, that would take a very long time. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.